Debbie Ngāre Wapaka is a co-leader of the Māori Party. She joins us regularly and has again today. Tēnā koe, Debbie.
Morena, Dale. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us again. Debbie, safety for politicians, especially at this time when there's so much angst about the vaccination kaupapa, I note that some are getting threatened online. I spoke earlier to Willie. He says, I've been threatened online heaps of times. So he sort of is quite dismissive. But it can be very unnerving for people who are not used to that sort of response from the public. And sadly, keyboard warriors can do so with relative anonymity. Have you ever felt unsafe? And what do you make of this call that maybe at times security or support for MPs, especially if they're out on the street, might need to be beefed up? Has there been any situations where people have threatened you, Debbie?
Yeah, they have, and I'm not like Willie. I don't normalise it. I don't think we should ever normalise it, whether you're leaders, politicians, or rangatahi tamariki at home. We need to be leading by example on how we deal with abuse and assault and threats, and I think that the minute that we say, it's okay, I'm used to it, we're saying it to the next generation. I think there should be, first of all, we probably need to remind our whānau that, you know, look, the only thing you can't change is death, and this too will pass, and breathe, unplug, go to the Y, whatever you need to do to detoxify, and encourage that we look at other tools to get our anger out. But the other thing is, I think that when we put people in to be our leaders and to advocate and whatever, you know, as we've seen on the Pai Pai, you go hard on the kaupapa, not the tangata. Go hard on the kaupapa. So I think, you know, we need to return to some of our own ways and then have the pakanga in the right forum. But yeah, there's a lot of looseness, and I think there's a lot of mad, sad and bad going on at the moment, and everyone just needs to probably take a big breather and lead by example and just kati the kino, you know, the ahua kino.
You know, some guys feel that they can handle it, but yeah, emotionally you can parry blows but not words.
I don't even know if it's true that you handle it, because what I see is that when people normalise it, they'll use words like, I'm going to put the boot in and I'm going to do this on their social media. And that's actually perpetuating that culture and that language. And I just think, we just, you know, we're better. We're better than this. And we just need to stop it, discourage it, and do everything we can to discourage it as well.
You're out and about regularly. I was noticing when Jacinda was up in Whanganui or maybe up north as well, where there were threatening behaviours. And there's a way in there, it can be unnerving. How have you responded, and what emotional impact did it have on you when perhaps you were threatened online or the like, Debbie?
I think the most important thing is to de-escalate. I think online it's really easy in the fact that you can block. But I think when you see that it's actually, you know, dangerous and it could go to the next person beside you, I think it's really important to not ignore it and report it. For me, and I've been really open about this, it can just really make you stop, you know, hold your breath and really collect yourself and think, oh, Christ, did I sign up for this? And so I'm really open about sharing the anxiety that I receive, the shock, the fact that I'll expose it and often call it out. And then also, you know, make sure that at the right levels that it's not only de-escalated, it's reported, because, you know, we've seen threats to our marae and to our whānau, and we've seen our taonga demolished, and unfortunately we come from, you know, iwi hapu that have been absolutely traumatised by violence. So, my response is like every other human, you know, you just hold your breath and go, oh my God, you know, and just collect yourself. It's horrible. It's really savage. And I think, you know, I don't pretend that it's not, so therefore everyone else talks about it when it happens to them as well.
The COVID has visited Taranaki, sadly, too, at Whakahurangi, which is the original name for Stratford. Pretty close to home as well, Debbie. If there was ever any complacency about where the threat lies, the fact that it's turning up in Masterton and Kaikoi and Kaitaia and Taupo and now Stratford or Whakahurangi, what has been the reaction, and what have you read into the way residents of that proud town have reacted to the reality of visiting them?
I think, well, Whakahurangi is my tribal area, so, and it's actually where our tino kuia, Ruaputahanga, and the entrance to the Maunga, so it's a really important place for us. It's where a lot of healing and wānanga specifically for wahine happen. So, you know, we're really saddened to see the sort of movement and the sort of activity coming from Tamaki Makaurau and then go down to Wairarapa. I think, so the community view is, you know, obviously frightened. There was such a gap between what was known and when it was told, and I think that's really cruel on communities that are quite tight and use the same grocery store and the same garage. But, you know, once everyone collected themselves and the two iwi that are from there stood up really quickly and had nasal testing and saliva testing, you know, they got up. The champions are really resilient and mobilised together and used our own kumana vine to get the comms out. And our ngāruihine whānau are still there every day at the moment. I want to mihi to them because they've just been solid kaitiaki for the whole community. And I think, you know, that goes to show the strength of community grassroots response efforts. They got there, you know, days before the DHBs did. So they're phenomenal.
The situation with COVID, obviously, and some rather scary predictions that many thousands of our people will end up with COVID. You and I have discussed the shortcomings of the approach, the messaging, lack of funds delivered to Māori efforts to roll out the vaccine. Kaupapa, hoi anō, find ourselves in this situation where we are, as a people, bearing the brunt of that ineptitude as far as being able to identify how we roll as a people. What would you say of the scary figures? Some saying there could be many, many thousands of people contracting COVID before Christmas. Māori?
6,000, I think, Dale, is predicted to be done. We're meant to reach as Māori before Christmas, which is tragic. It's really heartbreaking to hear those numbers, and it goes to show what our Christmas is going to look like. We're going to see those that are privileged and have homes and live safe have a great white Christmas, but the brown Christmas is going to look drastically different. And sadly, we're doing a big launch of our COVID policy today, and sadly we're the only party that is actually looking at what a Māori COVID policy should have, and that's some of the things that we're addressing this afternoon at 12 o'clock.
Can't give us a heads up?
No worries. Tune in.
Okay. Well, we have to wait till midday. Come on now, we're mates. Come on, Debbie Ngarua Packer.
Oh, you'll love it, Dale. Just put it this way, you'll love it. You'll be going, oh, that's right. She was talking, oh, yes, they did that. So it's very, you know, by Māori for Māori about our whānau, and someone has to put a policy that addresses the fact that, you know, even though we're 17-18% of the population, we're just under half the percent of those that are getting COVID and rising. And again, you know, this government show no kindness to Māori.
Kia ora, Debbie. Anything else you'd like to share with us, even though you can't be Secret Squirrel and unleash the corridor early?
I think that there'll be a lot of relief and a lot of our own whānau saying, thank God someone's there listening for us, holding the government to account and putting out a policy that we know in years to come, there's a poll that someone said, actually, this is what's happening to us as Māori and this is what needs to happen. To look after us. And I think it'll be, you know, a history-making policy that future generations will look at and say, thank God somebody did something for us.
Ka pai, Debbie. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today.
Kia ora. No worries.
Debbie Ngarua Packer, co-leader of the Māori Party.